Sounds this morning from a ceremony marking the end of the recovery effort at the site of the World Trade Center. In a solemn procession from the site, rescue workers carried an empty flag-draped stretcher. It symbolized the more than 1,700 victims of the September 11th bombing, for whom no remains have been identified. The stretcher passed through two lines of saluting police officers, firefighters, and other emergency personnel to a waiting ambulance. NPR's Margo Adler is on West Street, a few blocks away. Good morning, Margo.
Good morning.
Describe the scene, where you are, and what's been going on.
Well, there have been hundreds of people. They're lining up about four deep behind barricades. And as I am speaking, the procession is passing by, the steel beam draped in black, covered with a flag and flowers representing the last structure of the World Trade Center came by. And there was very solemn but applause, but very silent kind of applause, if that's possible. And then the firefighters, the marching bands. There are people here from all over. I was just talking to a Vietnam vet who basically said it took him 20 years to get to the wall, and when he did, it was powerful, and he decided to come here now for the similar reasons.
So this is a potential construction site now. The recovery work is over.
That's right, except it's not completely over. In fact, they're still going to be sifting through the dirt, possibly into July. They're working more regular hours, not the 12, 14, 16-hour shifts. But there still is going to be some recovery work for a few weeks more.
Then why this event?
Well, I think that this is an event that brings closure not necessarily to the families that much, but certainly to the workers who have been down there. If you think about it, they have been, they've worked for 8.5 months. They have done it very fast. They have done it faster than anyone expected at much less cost. And they are, in some sense, this is a ceremony to honor the people who build our country. You know, a friend of mine said a while back, when you wake up at 6 and you see the bakeries open, you realize who runs the country really, not the senators, not the executives. And this is a ceremony, I think, for the metal workers, the iron workers, as well as for the families of the victims, the people who, in a sense, worked so long and hard, and to some extent, the people who will build this site again.
What happens at the site tomorrow?
The work continues. There have been, it's horrible to say, 20,000 body parts that have been found, and there may still be more. People will still be sifting a few more weeks through the remains of the rubble, but most of it's gone, of course.
NPR's Margo Adler in Lower Manhattan.